Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, June the 9th, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on, and we're having a casual conversation. Now, Joe, go ahead. I want you to get into what you want to.
Okay. On YouTube, there's been a posting called Esteem and the Canaanites. The synagogue of faith. And what Pastor Kidwell did was the writer of this YouTube did an excellent job of explaining the false god worship by the early Hebrews, why they turned to idolatry. Of course, we know that's one of the Ten Commandments not to do. And if you go to Matthew 15, 21 through 28, you'll find out about they all worship. And some people think that that was a long time ago and it doesn't happen now. Well, I'm sorry to say they're wrong, because cannibalism is a fact. They even have two restaurants in which you can buy parts of a human cadaver to eat. One of them is in Los Angeles and one is in New York. And as a matter of fact, one of the relatives of Epstein revealed that what they're doing is they're going to take off their mask. These Jewish people are going to take off their mask and show you that they are worshippers of Baal. So there's actually three gods, Baal, Molech, and Asherah. That's the feminine god, goddess. And simply put, these old Hebrews kept turning to these gods. Now you say, oh, I'd never do that. That's ridiculous. But what we don't understand is that these gods offered an economic system. In other words, security. In other words, this economic security, crop security, and having children. Now, the basis of all of this was the sacrifice, the ultimate was the sacrifice of their children to Moloch. And if you don't think this doesn't happen now, just go take a look on YouTube at Soldier's Field when they had a big, huge congregation of Jews at Soldier's Field in the early part of the 20th century. And it was, they brought in a huge statue of Moloch. They tried to pass it off as, oh, we're just doing about history, that's all nonsense. Nope. Because these Jews of today are not the old Hebrews. They are Jews. And they're from the Khazarian kingdom, early Ashkenaz. This is part of Germany. The name Jew is really a Yiddish word with a combination of German sounds connected to Hebrew letters. From them was created the State of Israel, which are absolutely going bonkers of what they're doing to the Palestinians. Now, people think that this economic system was forced upon the Jew. No, it was not. It's they needed the security, and they were told by God, do not intermix with the Canaanites. And they did. But it was done a little at a time. It started on little shrines that would pop up on the top of the hill. And to this day, they are doing it in the underground. They do it in their system out of view. And there's been many videos made on that thought alive and well that's worshipable by all Moloch and Asherah. And they are really an economic system and an empowerment to their daily lives today, as it was a long time ago. Now what we have here is that we have a person that can verify what Pastor Kidwell, and he's invited on YouTube. You go there and put in Epstein and the Canaanite Kidwell, and they'll take you right to his video. So
now I've got the one you're referring to that I sent you, and I'll put it up underneath this program.
Now Stu is an actual witness. Now don't go too deep into the weeds, Stu, on this, but tell them about Larry Mizell, Leonard Melman, and Otis, who substantiated everything, and how you got into the middle of this with a marriage to Melman's daughter.
Yeah, Kerry Melman. As Otis said, he called me up in 2004 and he says, your ex-father-in-law is dead. He died yesterday. I said, good. He said, what do you mean good? I said, well, maybe that'll get some heat off me, because remember, all they've done to me, throw me in jail and all the other shit for blowing the whistle on them. And I'm going to have Catherine Austin Fitz on soon, and she was the one that sent in to clean up HUD after I caused HUD scandal. It's on my website. But Otis called me up. He says, your ex-father-in-law's dead. And I said, good. That gets some heat off me. He goes, no, it won't, Stu. He goes, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. Now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell. And Larry Mizell was running Silverado Savings and Loan for my ex-father-in-law, where Neil Bush was a director. It was his savings and loan. And here they were doing all the Iran-Contra drug money laundering with Hilda Beast and Bill Clinton. Hilda Beast, we called her. And the whole bit. And with Ollie North and all the stuff. And BlackRock, Blackstone, largest bank in the United States today, and it owns 6% of the stock at almost every company worldwide. That was all BlackRock, Blackstone drug money from Silverado, which means the government could confiscate this bank. BlackRock, Blackstone, confiscate all their assets. And they also could confiscate, because Leonard Melman took, Meyer Lansky is who he took over for when Meyer died in the 70s. And Meyer Lansky was known as Murder Incorporated. And they controlled a lot of cities in the United States, including Arizona. And you can talk on that one, Brofman, I mean, everybody. But as Otis said, he said, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years, and now it's inhabited Mizell, and you're in trouble because Mizell wants you dead. They offered me $7 million in 1997 to go away and shut up. Otis said, you take the money, they're going to come steal it back and kill you because you accepted their bribe. He said, that's the way they do. He says, Stu, you got to listen to me. He says, you married the devil's daughter. I said, what? You married the devil's daughter. Fallen angel-possessed human beings, there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA since 1952 under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, they called it. So there were 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. Now, Otis knew it. He was working for the NSA. When he was murdered, he was getting ready to bust Mueller for not doing his job and busting Hilda Beast on her false Russian dossier. And he says, I'll get her. He said, I'm going to arrest Mueller here within a couple, 3 weeks, and he ended up dead. Now, he was working directly for General Flynn. 2 weeks later, General Flynn's pushed out the door under false indictment, of which that DOD attorney, great gal, she got him off the bowl that they put him through. They did that to kill his retirement, kill everything, and cut him off. Now, the power of AIPAC, which if you look on my website under Breaking News, I reposted it about Larry Mizell and AIPAC. One of the big magazines called him a few years back the mafia, the Jewish mob, Jewish mafia. And they appointed him and a former attorney general, I forgot his name. It's in the picture. It's up there on my breaking news site. It'll be just directly below this radio program. And you can see APEC, Mizell, and Norman Brownstein, who were the two attorneys that Millman hired out of law school in Boulder. Mizell wanted to build apartments. Millman had all the money he wanted to get out of HUD. 8 out of 10 HUD units were he could get easy. No money down, no nothing. Just robbing the government. Biggest piggy bank for him. But Brownstein worked for him for 3 years setting up trust and the whole bit. And he was on the board of directors, and so was Larry Mizell of not only MDC Holdings, the parent company of Silverado, but Silverado itself with D.O. Bush director. And they laundered $9 trillion in 12 years of narcotics money. I know what I'm talking about. Now, when Meyer Lansky died, Millman took over Power Financial, largest bank in Canada. Power Bank, they call it. Then he formed a company called Western Savings, a subsidiary of Power Bank in Littleton, Colorado. Power Bank, or Western Savings, or Western Insurance Company, I just meant, Great West Life, owns HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, which is in Hong Kong, and they've moved the headquarters to New York now. But Brownstein is on the board of directors of that. And Brownstein was one of six CIA counsel, the lead of counsel for Daddy Bush when he was CIA director in 1975 to 77. He was the lead counsel. Bill Barr, the attorney general that's speaking out against Trump and was out here on the first time trying to ruin him and everything else, Bill Barr was the one that worked for Ollie North. Worked for Brownstein. And Bill Barr is the one that had him go into Panama and take over Panama and get rid of Noriega because they wanted to take over the canal and the whole bit. But Noriega was heavily involved in drugs with him, and that's what got him busted. But I could talk about it all day long, but 2012, the Alien Agreement, which was extended according to Otis and Gene Shipp Tatum and others, and then they built Bluffdale, Utah, secret underground base to monitor everybody, and they got an alien base next door to it, and it opens up right where I-70 ends at 95 there in Utah, right there. I forgot the name of the town, but that's where the alien base is in Bluffdale. And Bluffdale is monitoring everybody, along with Wichita, Kansas, along with Virginia and Kentucky, and it's all part of this system. And it comes back to Innslaw software, which was stolen from my friend Bill Hamilton. You know about Hamilton. They stole the software. And it was the Justice Department at the time called it the largest theft and robbery of anybody's. That software is being used over in a base in Israel that controls Bluffdale. So these Jews, as they're called, are controlling everybody's right now. Right now they're controlling your phones, they're controlling your internet, they know where you're at, they got your cars all locked down. I'm putting up a video sometimes, some girl, she did an excellent job, shows how that you can turn off the monitoring of your car. Turn it off. And it's all hooked up into the internet. So Big Brother is here and now, and we got this problem because this Big Brother, this is demon-possessed human being, fallen angel, Bibi Netanyahu. He thinks he's in control of the planet. He's gonna set the whole place on fire. Well, there's a lot of biblical prophecies that have been given to people that Russia and China would end up packing up and coming against the United States.
Hold on, but you're upon a big point that is very important. And with the Epstein and Moloch, and they all, these are not ancient worshipers. Yes, they are, but they are alive and well with the people that Stu has been talking about. It's very important for people to understand. If you want to get a good understanding of this, listen to the YouTube tape on Epstein and the Canaanites, because Moloch and Asherah and Baal are manifestation of the fallen angel alien. And it's alive and well today because they are doing human sacrifice. And a good example of that is what's happened with Epstein and Gene Hackman's home and the ranch in New Mexico. And they found in Gene Hackman's home built tunnel that they couldn't even get to the end of, which means it ends up in Epstein's ranch home in New Mexico. Again, surrounding that is the labeling of Baal, Asherah, and Moloch. Particularly Moloch, because they love to sacrifice kids. And Rabbi Finkel once said, we sacrifice over 300,000 children a year. And that goes on right now. And that is one of the reasons why Trump will not shut down the border by shipping all those invaders out. Because they want that free trafficking of children. And children is only one part of the package. Turning this back to what Stu is talking about. He married into that family. That family came out of Mary Lansky, down to Leonard Bellman, down to Lenny myself, who is the current leader of the Council of Seven or 13. And one of those used to be Anton LaVey. If you can go on the internet and see what God did to Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey is on the lower, what they call the lower astral level, because those people can do what they call bouncing. They can leave their body. And when this pastor was trying to convert his daughter, LaVey went after him. And to do that, he had to leave his physical body. But what happened was there's a silver cord that connects you back to where you came from. The angel of God came in and cut it. In other words, LaVey could not get back to his body. He was put
I've got a recording I saw today. I forgot I had. It's on the breaking news column, number 4. It's near the top. It says, "Blast from the past. Anton LaVey's son, Anthony LaVey." He did that recording with me.
Right there, Stu. Yep. Right there. Let's finish this. Now, Anton LaVey was founded the Church of Satan. He had a son, and he had a daughter. Now, the daughter is who we're talking about now. Now, this happened about 2 or 3 years ago, I think. But anyway, it goes to prove the point that it is a council of 13 which rules over the world.
Actually,
and the economic, just a minute, Stu.
Yes.
And the economic system that is theirs. That is why we call it this tape on YouTube. It's a very important tape because it'll tell you why and what is happening now. Now, Stu, take it from the idea of the Council of 13 and the Satanists and Baal, Moloch, and Asherah.
They're going to be doing their human sacrifice. They do in Denver every year. They do it on the summer solstice, which is the 21st. They have sex parties with children. Some of them are kidnapped. And they sacrifice an infant that's usually kidnapped from a local hospital. And Larry Mizer doing it in what is known as the Old Navari. It's an old casino, downtown Denver, and whorehouse. Now, it's been converted to a museum. It was built in the late 1800s. Milman owned it. He had it. Across the street is the Brown Palace Hotel. It's kind of a triangle hotel. And there's a Ship's Tavern, they call it, on the end. You go down through the Ship's Tavern, and there's two doors. One on the left, women's and men's restrooms, left and right. and you go through the one straight ahead, and it goes around into the tunnel, and it goes right up where Otis Johnson walked up, took an order from Casey before he switched over into the NSA and working for General Flynn. He was a direct assistant to William Casey when I met him. He was in Denver trying to bust the Louisiana governor under an order by Casey, and they murdered Casey. Now, he was in Bethesda, and they had a needle shoved in his temple and caused him cerebral hemorrhage, according to Otis. But Otis told me, he says, Stu, and they threw him in the hole. And then I got to know him, and he started telling me about all this stuff, how deep it really ran with all the satanic crap. And he said, I said, Otis, I said, why did you work for them? If you knew these things, he said, Stu, I thought I was doing it for the betterment of mankind until Daddy Bush comes along. And he said, then he murders Casey and all the other. But he went into that tunnel with an order from Casey when Casey was CIA director that he needed Daddy Bush to sign as vice president.
So you need to hold it there, Stu, to give the audience a backup. See, you're going off over into the weeds. Take a look and tell and say again how you found out and Otis found out about the sacrifice at the old Mavari. You've got to tell him how it got there, okay?
He took an order from Casey to go have Daddy Bush sign. He flew into Denver, right out of Washington. He got the order signed, but he went through and followed instructions into the ship's cavern or tavern. He went to the old Navari door, banged on it. He said, a couple big goons come to the door and said, what do you want? He says, I need to speak to Vice President Bush. He said, I have an order here for him to sign. They said, wait a few minutes. So he waited about 5 or 10 minutes. He said, Bush comes to the door. They opened up the door and said, step in, Otis. Otis stepped in, and he looked at him. He could hear his voice, and he said, I need this order signed, so let me see it. He says, sir, he says, I need to see your face to know that it's you and just not some artificial voice they put on. He pulls his big black hood back. They were in black robes and a black hood. He pulls it back, and he's sitting there reading, and he turns around. Otis is looking around the room, and he sees a table over there with an infant on it, and they're drinking the blood of the infant, passing around the glass, drinking its blood. Now, the younger the better, the bigger the sacrifice, the more favor Baphomet, the goat-headed demon that comes up when they do this. He's the 13th. It's the Council of 12 plus Baphomet. Now, I've had Baphomet, they send him in to kill me, because when they do the human sacrifice, Baphomet that comes up out of the pit of hell or wherever he comes from, he runs out and murders people for him. I sick him on. Milman sicked it on me 3 weeks before my daughter was born. And I said, whoa, broke the front door down, the whole bit, banged right through there, clunk, 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 the goat-headed feet. I said, oh, my God. It was ugly, had a tail. But that's what they do. But Otis witnessed it. Other people witnessed it. Jay Parker participated in it. Jay Parker and his family. Anton LaVey. Hotel California, the song was made after. Now, his son, Anthony LaVey, admits that he was taken with Scott Milman in this audio, my ex-brother-in-law, and taken down to the basement underneath Milman's house, the big tunnel, because they weren't playing balls. They wouldn't let them rape them. They rape kids before they go do their human sacrifice. That's how sick these puppies are. And you got Bibi Netanyahu and these others that are trying to bring genocide worldwide. 2/3 of mankind may die from this. We still got, stars supposedly going to hit us, wormwood and other things that are in the Bible. But in my opinion, we had 1,260 days. I think we started it last year in July when they bombed the hell out of them. Took those B-52s from Missouri and went down there and bombed Iran. Now, Israel knows they had that nuclear material because I got a story up there involving Gunther Rusbacher. Or he transported it. And I expose that. And it's up on the breaking news column towards the top. I exposed it years ago, but I've been rejuvenating a few things so people can understand who the American Israeli mafia controllers, They're, what's the mainstream media calling them right now? They're Israeli lobby. That's Larry Mizell. That's Norman Brownstein. These are these Jews that are tied and got Trump in a mess. Milman busted Trump. He set him up through his insurance companies and made Trump loans on those hotels, those other additional hotels, because he moved in and built a hotel there in Virginia Beach or wherever it was. And so they turned around and Bush and him set him up, Milman and Bush. Oh, we'll make you some loan on the hotels. Yeah, the banks won't do it because they owned all the banks. So they set him up because they want to strip him, get him out of business. Hillary Clinton, during the campaign, when she was running against Trump, she stood in front of those. Oh, so look, he went bankrupt. They forced him into bankruptcy, and guess who bailed him out? Henry Kissinger. Kissinger was one of the 12 disciples of Satan, one of the Council of 13. They're the biggest money people in the world. Mizell controls today $150 trillion of dirty money.
Okay, Stu, let's slow this down a bit because you're getting way out there and the people are not going to be able to. So let's go ahead and make your final comments, then I'll make the final comments, then shut it down, and then I'll talk to you afterward, but shut it down.
Okay, people, they just better get prepared. Because I think we're going to have a big event. I think Israel's not going to stop. They want the whole world to be at war. And this is the game. And Russia and China are already making plans to take care of us. Now, Otis was on the phone with Russian Putin a few years back before he died in 2017. He was on the phone with him. They called him up, the NSA, and had him get on the phone because he spoke a fluent Russian. And Putin said, if you gas Syria again, he says, we didn't gas Syria, sir. He says, well, the evidence points towards the U.S. He says, no. He says, the real culprits was Israel. They did a gas bomb inside of Syria. So Putin says, Otis, I know who you are. And he says, I'm going to take your word for it. But he says, if I find out that you do it again or your country does it again, if they're involved, he says, I'm going to drop a nuke in the Azov Fault off the coastline of New York, and it would cause a tidal wave about 1,800 feet tall all the way to the Mississippi River. He says, I will destroy half of your population. That's what Putin said.
Okay.
That's where I think we're at. I think, and they're, oh my God, Israel won't stop. They want to push everybody into this World War III. And Trump's being fooled. Because he's controlled. And look at his son-in-law, Kirchner, and the sidekick of his. They're both Israeli agents. Everybody knows that. And so was the blackmailer, Epstein. He was an Israeli agent. I believe he's alive over in Israel. But we'll go past all that. So that's pretty much my final comment. Grease your guns. Get prepared. Store up canned goods. A lot of water. And do it soon. Do it soon.
Okay. Think of the three gods. Moloch, Baal, and Mithra. They are a manifestation like a fallen angel alien. That's why it is not gone. That's why it is still alive and well, but it's underground. Like I said in the early part of this conversation, one of Epstein's relatives, a niece, came out and said, and we will take our masks off of and we will worship Baal. How did that happen? Because those three, that is part of what you would call the fallen angel alien. So take a look at that video. Mother to do Epstein and the Canaanites, the synagogue was Satan, and then read chapter 15 of Matthew, verse 21 and 28. Go ahead and shut it off, Stu.
Okay, sounds good. Joey, I want to thank you very much for coming on with me. Folks, have a good day.